For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, two very intense family dramas, each 90 minutes long, no intermission, and wow. Now, I have yet to see Asher Lev, but we both saw Daniel's husband over at the Alleyway.
It's Buffalo United Artists, and they are performing at the Alleyway.
I got to tell you, it completely revived my faith in live theater. What a night.
They're doing a very tight performance of this play in which two men, Mitchell and Daniel, have a long-term relationship. Daniel would like to marry. Mitchell does not believe in same-sex marriage. He thinks that it's buying into an obsolete institution. There's simply this conflict between them in an otherwise idyllic life until Daniel is afflicted with locked-in syndrome. And his mother moves in and says, I'm taking custody, I have the right. And the way in which it unfolds is surprising. Michael McKeever, the playwright, begins with a setup sort of like any romantic comedy. The mother arrives and she's right out of Barefoot in the Park. You think we're in for a jolly romp, and then it all turns in another direction.
It is great. I mean, it's very, very funny. The jokes are completely accessible at the beginning. And there is sort of a halfway moment, which I thought was brilliant. And that is where Daniel comes out, breaks the fourth wall, and explains what locked-in syndrome is. And the reason I love it is I can't stand it when playwrights or TV writers, whatever, try to convey a lot of information in a way that's just not believable. You know, two surgeons saying, well, as you know, doctor.
Right.
Well, of course he would know.
Well, I think in this instance, too, that he's also emphasizing that Daniel is still inside there, that he's aware.
Right.
He's aware.
That was the second part,
He understands everything that's happening at this point, that everything his mother does, he's observing. He's simply unable to comment or communicate.
Well, it's pretty rare to find a play where you can go from tears rolling down your cheeks laughing to tears rolling down your cheeks in complete sympathy. But this is one I'm going to be grabbing people by the lapels and saying, get over it for Daniel's husband. Did want to give a particular shout out to Eric Roski. It's such a powerful, powerful play, and he has to really just run the gamut of emotions. And also Anne Hartley Foal. We love Anne. But for 2 days, my wife could not stop talking about that bitch, meaning, of course,
oh, goodness.
Mom.
Although on both sides, very controlled performances. Mm. No one ever hauls off and lets the other have it. And the mother character believes herself to be entirely reasonable. And it's not that she disapproves of the relationship. She doesn't. She thinks she's being supportive and that Mitchell simply doesn't understand. They are at this impasse. And it's very frustrating and very powerful and leaves the audience riveted. It's Buffalo United Artists, and they are performing at the Alleyway.
Fridays and Saturday nights only,
right,
at 8.
I did get up to the Jewish Repertory Theater of Western New York to see My Name is Asher Lev, the Aaron Posner play based on the Chaim Potok novel. And it is, as you described, also a powerful family drama about a Hasidic boy who, against the wishes of his parents, wants to become an artist. That sounds benign enough, but his artistic sensibility is particularly offensive to his father. It was interesting at the end of the performance to see people in the audience crying, and it occurred to me that everybody watching is crying for a different individual reason. This very, very conservative family. It's not the experience of anyone in the audience, but I think that the almost universal experience of as you break out as an individual doing something that your family might disapprove of. Asher Lev is played by Adam Yellen, and then Josie DiVincenzo plays his mother and the other women in the play, and Tom Zindel playing the father and the other men in the play, under the direction of Saul Elkin, up at the Maxine and Robert Seller Theater in the Jewish Community Center in Gatesville.
Well, very quickly, four openings. Let's take them in date order. First, tonight, it's Appropriate at the New Road Less Travel Theater, 500 Pearl Street.
A family, when going through a father's belongings after his death, uncover a family secret.
On Tuesday night, Matilda, the musical, it opens at Shays, and that will run only through November 8th.
The Broadway musical that every little girl wants to see.
And on the musical theme, Pageant, the musical, will be at Musical Fair Theater.
And finally, Sylvia, the Pete Gurney's comedy presented by Buffalo Laboratory Theater at 710 Main Theater.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.